This is CD 2 of the Plaid Cymru Manifesto 2016. Tourism. Plaid Cymru recognises the importance of the tourism industry across Wales as an employer and in attracting investment into the country. We want to promote Wales as a top quality, sustainable tourism destination with activities and experiences based on our natural resources, our produce, our unique coast and landscape, and our language, culture and heritage. We will double the Welsh Government's funding for Visit Wales so that they are better placed to attract tourists to Wales. We will continue to bring more people to Wales and improve the tourist experience by ensuring joined-up services and knowledge so that tourists can stay close to events, that hotels have access to the latest tourism information, that public transport is available when required, and that hotels can provide the best quality of service, including the use of foreign languages. Celebrate Wales. In 2019, to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the first modern Eisteddfod in Carmarthen, we will establish a Celebrate Wales Year to promote the best of Wales internationally, showcasing the diverse tourism opportunities in our beautiful country to the world. This will include our beaches, museums, cities, mountains, countryside, and our cultural and linguistic heritage. As part of this Celebrate Wales Year, we will particularly promote trips home to Wales amongst our international Welsh diaspora so that they can join us and celebrate our successes as a nation and promote St David's Day and other notable Welsh celebrations across Wales. Major events. We will further develop the cultural and sporting major events for Wales scheme to attract and develop events in Wales that bring tourists to Wales and promote Wales as a conference location, bringing high-spending organisations to the country. Tourism training. In order to encourage more young people to develop career in the hospitality industry, we will create a national academy for the Welsh tourism sector, with an on-site hotel and conference centre to provide hands-on learning to students in catering and hospitality, from apprenticeships to degree level. Procurement. We will legislate to make it mandatory for public sector bodies to follow Welsh Government policy on procurement. Social, employment and environmental considerations will be given the same weight of consideration as price when choosing a supplier. We will use the freedoms provided under the new Public Contracts Directive to achieve maximum social and environmental benefits, including payment of the Welsh Living Wage for all employees and the Macfarlane standard of a minimum of 1 year's employment for a person from a disadvantaged background employed for £1 million expenditure. We will also seek to expand and extend the role of the social sector in the provision of public services and goods. All public sector agencies will need to reach agreed standards of one procurement specialist with appropriate professional accreditation per £10 million expenditure by 2020. We will provide direct funding for an additional 10 experienced public procurement managers to the National Procurement Service to increase our ability to achieve our goal of increasing local purchasing while continuing to improve quality of service. All public authorities in Wales under the aegis of the Welsh Government will be required to provide comprehensive, real-time supplier information so that we can operate an open contract system, publishing the details of every public service supplier and buyer in Wales, including future pipelines, providing an accurate and up-to-date picture of the level of Welsh SME procurement while helping increase it. We will set a target of keeping 75% of first-tier Welsh public procurement expenditure within Wales, with locally owned or locally controlled firms, cooperative and charities defined on an independently agreed basis, to create in excess of 40,000 new private and social sector jobs and develop a further target for second-tier and third-tier suppliers in larger contracts. We will achieve this in part through ensuring appropriately sized contracts for small and medium-sized companies and by providing direct support to Welsh firms seeking Welsh public contracts. The new WDA will work with the National Procurement Service to identify 2 to 3 initial priority areas for supply chain development, for example, construction and care services. Our government will establish a digital currency for Wales, the first of its kind at a national scale, and use it on an experimental basis to procure services and accept payments to measure its potential for retaining the flow of money within the Welsh economy. National Infrastructure Investment. We will embark upon the biggest programme of reconstruction our nation has seen since devolution. We will establish a new body, the National Infrastructure Commission Wales, NICW, an independent public corporation that will be responsible for planning, funding and delivering the aspirations set out in the National Infrastructure Investment Plan. It will develop as a centre of specialist knowledge in the procurement and project management of major infrastructure projects to achieve best value for money while maximising opportunities for Welsh firms in partnership with the National Procurement Service, together with sector-specific, non-profit distributing organisations. Projects in transport, for example, will involve substantial investment in new rolling stock, creating new economic opportunities for local manufacturers, for innovation and collaboration. Similarly, in energy generation, we will seek to maximise the proportion of the new technology that is manufactured in Wales. In housing, we will support the manufacture of public rental housing in German-style house factories. NICW will seek to arrange for the funding of these projects in a variety of different ways, including from the European Investment Bank and other European institutions, UK sources like the Green Investment Bank and Infrastructure UK, working with local authorities, pension funds and other institutional investors, and using long-term leasing arrangements to raise funds independently of the UK government's balance sheet, enabling it to borrow additional funding at historically low interest rates, to invest in vital Welsh infrastructure projects, creating jobs in the Welsh economy. Investing using these sources of finance, together with those of the Welsh Government, will enable us to double the current capital investment totals with an additional £1.5 billion of investment per year. The borrowing would be for long periods, for example 25 years, and we anticipate that the debt service ratio would be some 2.2% after 5 years at the end of the first Senedd term. And it is not intended that the debt service for all outstanding debt would rise above 4.5% under a long-term rolling investment programme. Our broad priorities for investment, beyond those contained in current spending plans, would include housing, where it would be possible for an additional 10,000 homes to be built beyond current targets, for local and affordable housing needs throughout Wales. A comprehensive programme to improve the energy efficiency of housing in Wales with a sustained programme over the next 20 years. Creating a network of local energy grids for Wales. Creating the South East Metro, as well as a similar metro-style network for both North Wales and Swansea and the Western Valleys. Creating a national rail link from north to south along the West Wales coast. We will also expand capital investment in health to include investing in new NHS medical care homes and patient hotels, plus modern residential care facilities to be leased by the local SMEs and social enterprises and education, with universal upgrading of existing facilities, new school community hubs, together with the development of the new Welsh medium schools and 3 to 14 and 3 to 19 through schools where there is local demand. Telecommunications. we will explore the feasibility of developing a publicly or mutually owned broadband network, ISP and telecommunications company, similar to Euskaltel, part owned by the Basque government to address poor connectivity in parts of Wales. In particular, we will examine the demand for a Welsh-based multi-operator mobile virtual network, similar to Manx Telecom, offering access to all mobile networks in Wales on a roaming basis in order to overcome the not-spot problem in rural Wales. We will experiment in the field of hyper-fast broadband to develop a 1 gigabyte connectivity digital demonstrator area in West Wales. We will ensure that no home will be left without a super-fast broadband connection by 2017 by funding a catch-all scheme to enable local authorities to fund a bespoke scheme for all homes and business premises. We will set a new target to deliver ultra-fast broadband to all Welsh homes by 2025. Euskaltel. Euskaltel is the leading operator in the Basque Country, offering fixed and mobile communications, internet access and cable television services to residential and business subscribers. Its distinctive and innovative bundled offerings have spurred its rapid growth. It was formed in 1995 in a joint effort by the Basque government and several Basque savings banks. Euskaltel delivers broadband internet, digital television and mobile telephone services to 300,000 customers. Although the Basque country alone represents a small market, the company has taken an innovative approach, offering up its network to global technology companies as a testing ground, and in return, receiving the latest in telecommunication advances. As well as looking outward, the company also looks to build local talent. They are committed to creating traction among Basque companies so that we can increasingly incorporate more Basque suppliers in the products they buy. In the 20 years since Euskaltel's foundings, the company has invested almost £2 billion in deploying its next-generation network in the Basque Country, working out at an average of almost €900 per resident. This investment represents the largest ever undertaken by a Spanish telecommunications operator into the region. Euskaltel has now rolled out its high-speed fibre optic network to 85% of the region's population, despite its mountainous landscape. Since 2008, the company has maintained the same level of income it had prior to the economic crisis, while the market has fallen by over 25%. Spreading prosperity. Our vision is of a federal Wales in a confederal Britain, with wealth shared evenly and power decentralised. We will decentralise government, locating new and existing national bodies in all parts of Wales, so the benefits of high-paid salaries in the public sector are enjoyed throughout the country. We will pass a Regional Renewal Act to ensure prosperity in every part of Wales. Additional investment from Welsh Government and extensive devolution of tax revenues, including business rates, landfill and stamp duty land tax, together with the type of shared gain incentives included in the UK city deals, will be provided to regional combined authorities in return for a commitment to use local authority borrowing powers to support regional renewal. We will support the UK government-supported Cardiff City deal and want to see an accelerated timetable to agree similar deals for the Swansea City region, North and Mid Wales. We will create a nationwide community development corporation that will be able to acquire land at existing use value and develop it or sell it on for development at development value, investing the uplift in land value in the new community, in infrastructure and affordable housing. Developments would concentrate in a limited number of planned and strategically chosen areas, shielding communities from inappropriate greenfield development around their urban fringes. Developments of national significance would include a new innovation city in the Cardiff Capital Region, a possible site of a World Expo bid for 2023 or 2027, for which we will seek UK government support, planned in conjunction with the new metro. A tri-centre, Dinas Menai, as a new growth pole in North West Wales, linking Bangor, Caernarfon and Ynys Môn, an urban capital for the Welsh-speaking West. A valleys eco-region, including the expansion of existing urban centres like Merthyr, Pontypool and Pontypridd, and the development of new civic, cause and green areas. Building on the concept of the Valleys Regional Park, with new metro stations acting as catalysts of development involving co-working spaces and start-up hubs, with new retail, public amenities and attractive high-density urban housing. A Heart of Wales development corridor using the unique natural assets of the market and spa towns of Mid and West Wales as magnets for new businesses and a new economy along the Central Wales Railway. Increasing demand for rail services and making more frequent services viable. A virtuous circle of sustainable local development. We will experiment with Europe's first economic development income bond, a payment by success model for investors in low-income communities, together with the UK's first poverty action lab to identify, test and scale innovative proposals capable of making a social and economic difference to disadvantaged areas. Transport. Wales has inherited a fragmented and uneven transport infrastructure. Creating a national transport system fit for the 21st century is crucially important for our wider social and economic goals as a nation. We will use our new democratic mandate to demand the full devolution of powers over railway, taxi, bus services and air passenger duty to Wales, and the full application of the Barnett formula to HS2, and use our new power to borrow, to invest, together with the new National Infrastructure Commission, to meet our strategic aims for transport, including connecting the nation with good links between north and south and regional networks in our main urban areas, linking Wales to the world with excellent links to our neighbours and trading partners in the British Isles, European Union and further afield, making public transport more affordable and attractive, ensuring that there are viable alternatives to the car. Transport solution that work for rural Wales and its particular demographic and geographic challenges. Achieving environmental goals and a more sustainable society. To achieve these aims, we will create Transport for Wales to oversee the coordination and improvement of transport throughout Wales. It will be responsible for preparing and publishing a new national transport plan within the first year of government for all modes of travel, with projects listed in order of priority. Raising investment for implementation of the plan in partnership with NICW. Specifying, procuring and managing the rail franchise for Wales and the borders after the planned end of the current franchise in 2018. Managing Wales-wide bus services. Introducing a Wales-wide integrated national smart card ticketing service for passengers' convenience. Providing and promoting Wales-wide transport information systems. Supporting active travel. Establishing and overseeing regional transport authorities and projects, for example, the Metro. Railways. We will produce an exciting vision of a Welsh National Railway Service, uniting the nation, north and south, country and city, community to community. Plaid Cymru supports public ownership of the railway, and so we will continue to seek full and unrestricted control over the awarding of the future rail franchises. In the meantime, under the current Westminster legislation, we will investigate alternative models for the next Welsh franchise that deliver as much public control as possible. We will ensure that dividends and profits are reinvested and redistributed back into Welsh Rail services for the most appropriate model that can be implemented. We will work to protect all current routes which start or terminate in Wales as part of the Welsh franchise area. Transport for Wales will specify and procure a rail franchise that the public can be proud of. The rail operator we establish through this process will provide capacity for expected growth in passenger numbers, benefit from profits and surpluses being reinvested back into the railway, adopt one national visual brand, integrate with bus service timetables, with community rail, the new proposed light rail networks and with active travel, walking and cycling. Introduce measures to make rail fares more affordable, including a simplified fare structure with the option of an annual fee paid via the National Smart Card to cover all journeys throughout Wales. Have passengers and workforce representatives in its governance structure, and have a duty to improve communication with passengers through social media and station announcements. We will endeavour to secure new trains for our country and are committed to investigating the different options for rolling stock ownership, including owning our own trains. We will secure improvements for the safety of the public on the railway network by improving lighting, CCTV and disabled access to stations, and consulting on an alcohol ban on late-night trains. Rail infrastructure is currently reserved to Westminster, but Plaid Cymru Government would work towards changing this and would aim to electrify all major rail lines by 2034. We will complete the planned electrification of the South Wales Valley lines. The next line to be electrified should be the North Wales coastline. We will identify locations for new stations across the network. We will also continue to invest in developing existing rail stations as hubs for wider commercial development and urban regeneration, including retail and co-working office space. We will also look to reopen railway lines across Wales to create new links between communities. We will commission a full feasibility study on the reopening of the Carmarthen to Aberystwyth line, together with a second phase linking Bangor, Caernarfon and Avon Wen, near Pwllheli. Other potential lines, such as Gaer Wen to Amlwch and the Amman Valley to Swansea, will be studied for viability. A full report will be prepared on railway reopenings and new lines, setting the tone for a long-term expansion of the Welsh Railway. We will support the urgent development of a South East Metro, sympathetic to existing communities. The aim of the Metro is to simplify travel across the region and provide regeneration in some of Wales's most underdeveloped communities. We will work with local authorities and business to ensure that jobs are created in Valley's communities and that commuting can go in both directions. We want to see a similarly innovative and integrated transport system for the Swansea City region and for North Wales, and will publish these proposals within a year of assuming office. A prioritised number of rail schemes will be included in the new National Transport Plan that we will consult upon and publish in our first year of government. Airports. Aviation contributes towards climate change, but remains the most viable and effective method of international travel in what is an increasingly connected world. While global strategies for mitigating the impact of aviation on our climate need to be pursued by the industry and governments worldwide, the importance of tourism and the export sector to Wales's economy means we need an appropriately sized aviation sector of our own. We will maintain Cardiff Wales Airport in public ownership. It was Plaid Cymru that first suggested the nationalisation of the airport as a means of turning around poor performance and underinvestment under its private sector owners. Greater strategic focus on the airport has already had some positive effect, and we are encouraged by initial performance since public ownership. The airport is best managed at arm's length from government, and we will provide the necessary support as a government and through NICW to secure continued passenger growth. Particular priorities for government support will include securing another low-cost carrier to widen the range of short-haul destinations, building long-haul services, prioritising links to North America, achieved if necessary through the creation of a national carrier via a low-cost leasing arrangement, maximising the economic opportunities represented by the wider maintenance, repair and overhaul cluster in the region, maintaining existing public transport links to the airport and integrating them into the metro, utilising developed powers over air passenger duty to give the airport a competitive edge. We will publish a national aviation strategy for Wales, including the regional airports in Anglesey, Hawarden and Pembrey, together with other smaller airports and airstrips which have a role to play in economic development and also for the use by the emergency services. We will maintain the intra-Wales air service between Cardiff and Ynysmon and will ensure that user-friendly public transport is available at both destinations. Buses and taxis. Buses are a critical part of public transport and the mobility of Welsh citizens. They have an importance in both urban and rural Wales and also a strategic long-distance role connecting our key towns. We will re-regulate buses, introducing a Transport for London-style franchising system in partnership with the new regional combined authorities. Deliver better integration between bus and rail by providing capital investment for interchanges as part of our future investment plans for rail infrastructure and providing cross-ticketing through the National Smart Card from the start of the next rail franchise. We will protect bus passes for those currently eligible, which is a lifeline for many of our citizens, and will expand the demand-driven book-a-bus scheme in parts of rural Wales where a regular bus service is not viable. We will expand the Traws Cymru service as a national bus service that serves major towns across the country, prioritising those communities without regular rail connections. We will introduce a more integrated information service for passengers with disabilities. We will establish a National Bus Stations Improvement Programme to mirror the investment pipeline for rail. We will encourage proposals for guided busways through the Welsh Government's Transport Grant Scheme. We will use taxi regulation powers to ensure it covers standards of personal courtesy, basic knowledge of routes and willingness to go short distances and accept passengers regardless of journey duration. We will also ensure the safety of passengers and those who work in the industry. Roads. We want to move Wales away from a transport system dominated by the combustion engine towards more sustainable transportation. But in a country characterised by a dispersed settlement pattern of villages and valleys, the road network in Wales will remain critically important for generations to come. Decades of underinvestment and a skewed emphasis on the west-east routes designed originally for exporting goods have left us with one of the most fragmented national road networks of any nation in Europe. The road network in Wales is valued at £13.3 billion and requires considerable expenditure for maintenance. We would target our spending at specific packages of improvements and aim to spread resources across Wales and blocking temporary bottlenecks in our roads network throughout the country and using a range of interventions, not just new road construction. Plaid Cymru has made it clear that one of the implications of building a new M4 to the south of Newport is that improvements elsewhere in Wales will become unaffordable. We will take an all-Wales approach to our investment in Wales's road network and in road safety, focusing on improving north-south links in addition to the investment needed in the main east-west transport corridors. We will Improve the M4 through the more cost-effective Blue Route or a variation of it. Invest in improvements to the A55, including a programme of investment in hard shoulders and junction improvements, the upgrading of the section between Abergwyn Gregin and Tair Meibion, and the construction of a third Menai Bridge, dualling the current Britannia Bridge to reduce congestion and improve resilience in the link between Anglesey and the mainland. We will invest in the future development of dualled four-lane sections along all of Wales's strategic internal routes to enable slower freight traffic and faster car traffic to coexist safely. Improve the road corridors in West Wales between Carmarthen and Llandysil and between Newcastle Emlyn and Cardigan. Eliminate toll fees for residents of Wales on the Severn Crossing using the National Smart Card. As the nation that invented the fuel cell, investigate the feasibility of hydrogen highways on our strategic roads with hydrogen fuel-in stations available throughout Wales and a hydrogen-fuelled coach service. Negotiate with Pembrokeshire County Council to remove tolls for residents of Wales on the Cleddau Bridge by means of the National Smart Card. Work with the private sector to introduce additional public electricity charging points across Wales to promote the use of electric vehicles. We will also start the transition towards a wholly electric fleet of public sector vehicles. Seek to establish a dedicated traffic commissioner for Wales in order to improve safety standards on our roads. Support increasing the number of 20 miles per hour zones, particularly around schools, but also in any neighbourhoods where there is local demand. Invest further in active traffic management, including on important M4 junctions. This technology assists in accident responses and traffic diversions, and improves the traffic flow for motorists and businesses. Ports. Plaid Cymru supports transferring the responsibility for ports policy to Wales. This would offer the prospect of increased attention to the infrastructure needs of Welsh ports and the potential for a new relationship between government and industry. Wales's share of UK port traffic at around 10% is higher than our population share, reflecting our coastline and geography. Most Welsh ports are privately owned, but there is a role for government in supporting infrastructure development around the trust ports in particular. We will develop a ports strategy for Wales, focusing in particular on opportunities in freight and distribution, cruise tourism and renewables-related developments. This strategy will be backed up by an up-to-date study of market trends, assessing how Welsh ports can best adapt to the future usage of larger container sizes by the major shipping companies. Work with port owners and the private sector as part of this strategy to draw up a specific master plan for each individual port in Wales. Bring forward plans for investment in Holyhead, Cardiff, Newport and Milford Haven, ensuring they fully benefit from European TEN-T and connecting Europe funding. Review road and rail connections to ports as part of our National Transport Plan. Active travel. Active travel refers to the need to replace short car journeys, including commuting, with walking and cycling. Wales has serious health problems, which would be mitigated if more people took up walking and cycling for routine short journeys. We will ensure that walking and cycling is integrated with bus and rail services. Raise the level of funding per person on active travel within Wales. Establish a dedicated capital investment fund for active travel schemes similar to Scotland. Ensure that active travel considerations are incorporated into the planning system. Ensure that reopening of the Rhondda Tunnel as an important tourist attraction and cycle path is supported. Curing and caring for each other. There is no part of our public service that faces more challenges than health. An ageing population with an epidemic of obesity and chronic illness, coupled with rising drug costs, represent a gathering crisis for health systems around the world. But in Wales, birthplace of the NHS, they have been compounded by poor leadership since the onset of devolution, that have left us with a poorly structured service, delivering far poorer health outcomes than in comparable parts of Europe or the UK. Wales now needs to conjure up the spirit of Bevan in reinventing an NHS for tomorrow's Wales. Our radical new vision consists of ending the perverse historic divide between health and care, creating a new seamless healthcare continuum, creating a people-powered health service centred on the patient, putting prevention and healthy living at the heart of our health strategy, using the power of technology, in particular digital technology and genomics, to create a new personalised system of precision medicine for every citizen. Our plans are ambitious and they extend beyond what one term of government can achieve. We base our vision for health and care not on a short-term, target-driven managerial philosophy, but rather on the need to create a lasting system and workforce that are designed and motivated to meet the needs of the individuals and communities they serve. Our long-term vision is of a patient-led and digitally enabled NHS delivered with minimum bureaucracy and overhead by an autonomously organised workforce along the lines of the Buurtzorg system in the Netherlands. We commit absolutely to the NHS and will not privatise any aspect of its work. In fact, we will extend the entitlement to free care to other aspects of health and well-being. We will create a truly national NHS, building its capacity to provide a wider array of services and ensuring its services are accessible to all in every part of Wales. Buurtzorg. Founded in the Netherlands in 2006-2007, Buurtzorg is a unique district nursing system which has garnered international acclaim for being entirely nurse-led and cost-effective. The latter point has sparked particular interest in Wales, where a key challenge is meeting the needs of an ageing population, increasingly susceptible to comorbidity and complex long-term conditions. Prior to Buurtzorg, home care services in the Netherlands were fragmented, with patients being cared for by multiple practitioners and providers. Ongoing financial pressures within the health sector led to home care providers cutting costs by employing a low-paid and poorly skilled workforce who were unable to properly care for patients with comorbidities, leading to a decline in patient health and satisfaction. Buurtzorg's answer to the problem was to give its district nurses far greater control over patient care, a factor which it attributes as key for its rapid growth. In 2011, Buurtzorg employed nearly 4,000 district nurses and nurse assistants across 380 teams. By 2013, this had risen to 6,500 nurses, an increase of 62.5% across 580 teams. Today, Buurtzorg's workforce cares for over 70,000 patients, and some 50% of these have some form of dementia. Health and care united. For too long, barriers have existed within our health and care sectors that have deterred patients and families from access to seamless, efficient care. These barriers certainly exist between organisations, most particularly health boards and local authorities. Surprisingly, they also exist within organisations, especially between primary and secondary care. There are also professional, financial and sectoral barriers. All these barriers in various ways hinder good healthcare. Our commitment is to align services and workforce in such a way that no barriers exist to good care. We will move to fully integrate primary, community and adult social care so that all non-acute hospital care can be planned and delivered coherently and locally. Decades-old distinctions between health and social care, especially for our elderly, will be consigned to history. The current 7 local health boards will be replaced by a new community NHS, delivered through the new regional combined authorities. One integrated inspection system will be created, independent of government. We will introduce free personal care for the elderly within the first 2 years of government. This will abolish all fees for non-residential care. We will also abolish charges for those with a dementia diagnosis in this Assembly term, including for nursing and residential care. We will completely abolish all social care charges for the elderly within a second term of Plaid Cymru government. We will develop a network of NHS-run medical care homes in communities throughout Wales, where a plethora of elderly services will be available from traditional residential services, as suggested by the Carter Review in England, to more complex dementia, nursing and health services, including a virtual ward model for the elderly who require medical support in their individual homes, and provide a full respite convalescent service. We will also introduce legislation to enable a consistent, localised domiciliary care service throughout Wales based on the Quebec model of multi-stakeholder cooperatives. Our plan is about keeping the social contract with people who have worked throughout their lives, paid their taxes, and who now need care. Ellen Jones, Shadow Health Minister. National Network of Acute and Specialist Hospitals. Having created our community NHS and obviated the need for local health boards, we will create a national network of acute and specialist hospitals. We will consult on whether this will be run directly by the Welsh Government's Department of Health or by an arm's-length NHS board. We commit to providing consultant-led accident and emergency and maternity services within 1 hour's reach of rural and peripheral communities, and commit to maintaining safe staffing levels throughout Wales through our policy of recruiting and training 1,000 extra doctors and 5,000 nurses. We will develop clinical networks so that consultants working predominantly in smaller hospitals can retain sufficient skill sets. We will reform NHS planning guidance to avoid penalising rural hospitals and the imposition of exclusively urban models of hospital provision inappropriate for Wales. Our model is one of comprehensive accident and emergency, out-of-hours emergency healthcare and maternity care throughout Wales, with specialist treatment centres serving the nation as a whole. We will seek to develop further specialist services currently unavailable in certain areas, especially in the north, where services are currently only available outside of Wales. Public health. We will place public health at the heart of our policy, not at the margins. We will give decision makers in health at all levels the power to fund experimental investigations in other areas of public policy. Better housing, social family care, jobs and wealth creation, parenting, education and childcare, public health awareness and better facilities for sport and leisure using dedicated health resources, where a proper business case can be made. Conversely, every policy area will be redesigned to promote healthy living. Living longer, healthier lives. Overall, we will reduce preventable deaths by 25% by 2026. We know that avoidable mortality is about 15% higher in Wales than in England. Our plan will save 10,000 lives over the period 2016 to 2026 through a range of measures from public health actions and promoting individual lifestyle changes, whilst also ensuring earlier diagnosis of disease and better access to life-saving treatments. Targeted public health interventions will include supporting colleges and university campuses to ban smoking on campuses, introducing legislation to allow local authorities to ban smoking in public places, such as parks, play areas, areas outside schools and beaches, consulting on raising the minimum age of purchasing cigarettes to 21, invest receipts from soft drinks levy into NHS staffing, ensuring better availability of defibrillators in public buildings and publicising their availability, developing a screening programme for early detection of hearing loss and a public information campaign to raise awareness on how to prevent hearing loss, conducting a randomised controlled trial on the effects of subsidy on the consumption of fruit and vegetables, introducing free fruit in schools and promoting healthier school meals. Ensuring that Food Standards Agency inspections cover the need for food establishments to be aware of allergies and food intolerances, such as peanut allergies and gluten. Introducing legislation on a minimum unit price of alcohol. Establishing a national training programme on new psychoactive substances for all staff providing public services to raise awareness of the impact of their use. Ensuring that a network of residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation facilities exists in all parts of Wales. Ensuring that everybody with asthma or respiratory condition has an annual review with an appropriate health professional, with more frequent reviews for those with a history of hospital treatment. Introducing legislation that protects and promotes the right of autistic people in Wales, their families and carers. Establishing a national plan to improve services for people with arthritis and musculoskeletal conditions. Early diagnosis and cancer. Early disease diagnosis is proven to improve life chances. We will enable more efficient access to tests. GPs will be given direct access to tests, without the need for secondary care referral. Wales has one of the lowest cancer survival rates in Europe. We will therefore prioritise early diagnosis of cancer to ensure the best possible chances of survival through introducing multidisciplinary diagnosis centres. We will make it easier for GPs and other health professionals to refer patients to these centres. In suspected cancer cases, we will pledge access to diagnostic tests and diagnosis within 28 days, and we will develop 3 urgent diagnostic centres in Wales to enable quicker tests. This means the target time taken for somebody to begin treatment for cancer will be no more than 45 days following referral by a GP for urgent tests. This compares to the current 62 days. We remain committed to ensuring all people diagnosed with cancer have access to a key worker who will support them throughout treatment and be able to refer them for advice on financial matters, help with maintaining employment and psychological support. We will ensure that everybody gets access to decent end-of-life care, taking the patient's wishes into consideration. Quicker treatment. Waiting times for treatment have reached critical proportions, not seen for over a decade. This has a negative impact on a patient's well-being and life expectancy and can be unnecessarily costly for the NHS, with additional visits to primary care and increased use of prescription drugs. We will introduce a Scottish-style initiative to improve performance on waiting times and a statutory patient treatment guarantee. We will also reduce demand for acute treatment over the long term through greater peer support and public health policies aimed at reducing lifestyle-related illnesses. Where appropriate, as in the case of eye care, additional targets to the referral to treatment times will be added to measure the entire treatment period and outcome. This will prevent follow-up treatments being delayed because there is no target for them. New medicines and treatment. Lifestyle changes may be significantly improved for individuals by access to the newest forms of medicines and treatments. We will set up a £50 million new medicines and treatments fund for Wales by ring-fencing the pharmaceutical price regulation scheme for this purpose. We will also create national specialist panels to assess individual patient access to various new drugs and treatments, and hence eradicate the current postcode lottery within Wales. We will ensure that where access to services and treatments are not meeting current recommended NICE guidelines, for example, in provisions of IVF treatment, we will ensure that these services are improved.
Better screening. Screening is an essential part of early diagnosis. We will widen the age range of current screening programmes, extending the breast screening programme to women up to 75. We will also introduce the bowel screening programme at an earlier age and employ a range of more effective tests that have been shown to prevent a third of bowel cancers and extend uptake. We will review screening programmes for other cancers and roll out screening tests in line with the clinical evidence. Vaccination. We will increase effort to ensure uptake of vaccination programmes. We will introduce the HPV vaccine for boys and men. We will also ensure the shingles vaccine is more widely available to those groups who could benefit from it, rather than adopt the slow process of rolling it out as currently. Mental health. Plaid Cymru will increase spending on mental health services in each year of the next Assembly term and pledges to improve access to trained counsellors and therapists in the community. We will also ensure that every community should have reasonable access to provision of emergency mental health care beds, and no police cell should be used for this purpose. We will tackle the unacceptably long waiting times for child and adolescent mental health services and ensure that transition to adult services are more robust and delivered in an age-appropriate way to ensure that young people are ready. We will also fund research into additional therapeutic models of treatment to widen choice and take away the one-size-fits-all approach to treatment, in particular looking at the contribution that access to art, green spaces and sport can make. Plaid Cymru will aim to ensure that Wales becomes a world leader in the rehabilitation and treatment of those with eating disorders by establishing a specialist residential centre for people with eating disorders. Plaid Cymru supports the Time to Change campaign against prejudice and discrimination towards those with mental health problems. We will work with employers to ensure that support services are available for employees with mental health problems, with the aim of ensuring people obtain and are supported to stay in employment when experiencing problems. Ambulance service. The continuing crisis within our ambulance services is a danger to the lives of patients and ambulance crew alike. We will restructure the service, making patient transport for non-urgent cases the responsibility of the new National Hospitals Network. A single integrated uniformed National Fire and Emergency Service will be responsible for first response in life-threatening emergencies. We will establish new ambitious targets for the ambulance service to ensure a faster response in emergency calls and establish targets for better survival to discharges rates for cardiac arrests. We will roll out the pilot scheme established in Cwm Taf that required ambulances to return to base following the discharge of patients rather than end up outside their area. We will ensure all ambulance staff have access to continuous professional development. Technology and information. We will create a paperless NHS. Patient records will be fully electronic within the next period of government and will be available wherever an individual accesses health and care services, including designated pharmacies. Every aspect of our community NHS and hospital networks will be able to hold clinics and consultations using video technology. Every patient will have access to a digital health service, DHS, similar to the Finnish Teltoni, a citizen-led system for holding health information, where citizens decide which health information they upload and share with researchers and health bodies in order to gain a better understanding of their own health. For every patient, the DHS will offer an app for appointment booking, contacting specialists over a secure messaging service, viewing lab results, experimenting with self-monitoring technology and genetic sequencing, and volunteering for experimental new health treatments involved in randomised control trials. Robbie's Law. Plaid Cymru will introduce Robbie's Law in memory of Robbie Powell from Ystrad Gunlice. Under this legislation, any deleted entries in patients' medical records, which remain visible, would allow amendments to take place retrospectively, but in the interests of transparency, would make all previous entries visible. It would also grant an automatic right for the next of kin of deceased patients to have full access to their loved ones' medical records. Research. In order to help to attract doctors and develop our own life science industries, we will make the NHS the most research-friendly health service in Europe. We will set targets for enrolling patients in clinical trials to ensure access to new treatments and the best outcomes for patients. We will mainstream and embed the use of research across the NHS so that where uncertainty exists, we can help develop the best evidence. This will enhance the reputation of Wales, attract research money into the service, and have wider benefits to the economy from the development of the life science sector. Rare diseases. We are concerned about the provision of services for some rare diseases and will ensure Wales plays its part in delivering the UK's rare disease strategy. We shall ensure patients with a rare disease are able to access specialists across the UK using new technology to minimise travel time. Taltioni. The Taltioni Cooperative, created in 2012, is a citizen-led ecosystem provided by a collaboration of healthcare service providers, user organisations and ICT operators in Finland. The founders, of which there are 27 to date, come from both the public and private sector and have committed themselves to promoting the health and well-being of Finns. The cooperative has facilitated the creation of a shared data deposit and service platform for citizens, healthcare organisations and well-being service providers on which they can share information with users about innovative self-care services. The Taltioni ecosystem offers organisations an opportunity to develop services rapidly and cost-effectively, while its cooperative promotes an open, balanced ecosystem where small and large operations can coexist and collaborate. The Taltioni ecosystem has created new electronic health and well-being service that has helped shift the focus in healthcare from treating diseases to promoting health. For the wider society, this means controlling the increase in the overall cost of healthcare. The Taltioni Toolkit. Taltioni is a database and a service platform that enables all Finns to store, collect, produce and share electronic information related to their health and well-being. The data is accessible from various devices and user interfaces, regardless of time and place. Information security is Taltioni's most important feature. Citizens own their information and decide who and which applications are granted access to the data. Information collected and combined from different services enables citizens to develop a more comprehensive understanding of their health and the factors affecting it. They will be able to make more health-conscious choices. The promotion of health and well-being also benefits society at large. Our health and care workforce. We want our sick, elderly and vulnerable people to be treated and cared for effectively and with dignity. This can only happen if the NHS and care workforce is well enough trained, resourced and motivated to do so. We will create a plan for the next generation of NHS and care workers, from carer to consultant and paramedic to paediatrician. 1,000 extra doctors. Today's NHS is characterised by a shortage of doctors and an overuse of locums. The number of doctors per head in Wales is lower than the UK and European averages, despite our higher ill health statistics. We will recruit and train 1,000 extra doctors for our Welsh NHS. In hard-to-recruit areas and specialisms, we will offer financial incentives to new doctors. Medical schools. We will increase capacity in our medical schools and set targets to recruit a significant majority of Welsh domiciled students, especially from rural and valleys areas, whilst also increasing capacity at both Cardiff and Swansea medical schools. We will seek to establish a comprehensive medical and nursing school at Bangor. We will build on the Mid Wales Health Collaborative and its centre of excellence in rural healthcare and develop specialist training in rural medicine, nursing and other health professionals. Plaid Cymru supports safe staffing legislation and will extend the settings to which minimum safe staffing levels would apply to other healthcare settings, including community health services, mental health wards and children's units. Our workforce plan will be for the entirety of the NHS workforce. NHS work is multidisciplinary, requiring individuals and teams to be multi-skilled. We will ensure that an additional 5,000 nurses are trained and recruited into the NHS, with at least half to be in roles providing community-based services. We will explore ways in which healthcare support workers who want to can more easily develop their skills to become fully qualified nurses, occupational therapists or counsellors. We will also ensure that nurses are able to access continuous professional development with protected training time and ensure that more nurses are funded to specialist level. Care workers and carers, those looking after our frail and vulnerable, are too often the most underpaid and undervalued in our health and care system. This will change. Care workers will be registered, will be given the time to care, and will be paid the living wage for doing so. Zero-hour contracts will be banned, and home care visits will be no shorter than 30 minutes for primary visits. We will ensure adequate resources for carers' support packages, support the identification of young carers in particular, and provide them with help to reach their potential in gaining qualifications and employment. Health managers. We recognise that running an effective NHS requires effective management. By scrapping 7 local health boards, we are committing to reducing the number of managers in the NHS. Managers should be accountable for their decisions over care, and we will therefore introduce a fit and proper person test for NHS and care managers, so that a person that fails to deliver quality care can no longer continue to work in the NHS and can be struck off professionally, as is the case for other healthcare professionals. Domiciliary care cooperatives. In order to aid continued independent living for the vulnerable and frail, we will develop our own version of the Quebec model of cooperative domiciliary care. This will provide a structured, local service of domiciliary care services provided free or at a reasonable cost to those assessed in need or choosing to access such services. Sometimes it's the little things that prevent the elderly coping on their own. We will introduce legislation to enable a consistent, localised cooperative service throughout Wales. Quebec model of cooperative domiciliary care. A high percentage of social care in the Quebec province is provided by domestic help social economy enterprises, DHSEEs. There were 101 of these enterprises in 2007, of which 47 were cooperatives. Between them, they provided 5.1 million hours of service to over 76,000 people, employing 6,000 staff, 90% of whom were women. Each DHSEE decides for itself what services to provide, but a representative list would usually include housework, shopping or other errands, washing, dressing the patient, preparation of meals. The provincial government provides grants to approved DHSEEs to assist with start-up costs and additional revenue grants of between 15% and 20% of total running costs. Service users are responsible for meeting service charges, but the provincial government pays them a basic sum of $4 per hour of service provided. In contrast with other countries, in Quebec, the title cooperative is legally protected, and to be able to use this description, organisations have to comply with certain principles. For instance, they must prioritise the well-being of members and of the local community above profits, and they must abide by democratic processes involving both users and workers. As members of social care cooperatives, able to participate in all aspects of the management and development of the enterprise, service users feel much more valued, respected and empowered. They provide mutual support for each other, relate much better to staff and management, and in numerous attitude surveys express far greater satisfaction and fulfilment than users who are not members of a cooperative. Surveys, both in Quebec and elsewhere, have also shown that members of social care cooperatives are less likely than others to require referral to other, more intensive support services, such as residential care. Every chance for every child. Education is the single biggest change we can make in Wales. Plaid Cymru government will not let our young people down. Welsh education, which used to have an enviable reputation across the world, has slipped further and further behind our British and European neighbours in recent years. At a policy level, with a constant churn of education ministers and directors of education, there has been a failure to adopt a consistent and strategic approach. Instead, we have had a slew of initiatives, some poor performing, others more valuable, but all of them weakly interconnected, together with a half-dismantled English system of testing and inspection, which have never been fashioned into a coherent whole. To help create a national cradle-to-career education system, We will invest as in early years education. Create a world-class teaching profession. Guarantee a job for under-25s and a debt write-off scheme for graduates. After 19 years of Labour education ministers, our children perform worse in reading, mathematics and science than children in any other part of the UK and worse than the OECD average. The decline in science has been disastrous. Our pupils perform worse than pupils in Estonia, Poland, Ireland and Vietnam. A whole generation has been educated under Labour governments, but our young people have fewer science skills than countries that within the last generation were ravaged by civil war or behind the Iron Curtain. This is not just failure, it is a national disgrace. Welsh education has some elements in common with Finland's first-class system, an entirely comprehensive system where children start formal learning later. We have changed the structure and the content of our education system, but we haven't changed the quality. To reverse a decade and a half of decline, we need an education revolution. Our first priority has to be teaching, teaching, teaching. The teaching premium. Our aim is to create a truly world-class professional education workforce, ranging from classroom assistants to teachers to lecturers and tutors. We will raise the status of the teaching profession, improve the quality of teacher training, and give teachers greater freedom and responsibility in deciding what and how they teach. All this within a national framework, agreed with teachers themselves as to how we drive up standards in Wales to among the best in Europe. We will give an annual premium payment equal to 10% of salary to every teacher in Wales who has a master's degree in educational practice or an equivalent level of skill, and who has remained in the sector for at least 2 years post-qualification in order to develop the most highly trained and motivated teaching workforce in the UK. Teaching assistants with a Level 3 qualification or an equivalent level of skills will also receive a 10% premium payment. The National Teaching Premium will help us attract and retain the most talented into the teaching profession and help keep good teachers in the classroom. We will expect that all teachers in Wales reach the standard of the teachers' premium within 10 years. In salary and status, we want teachers to attain the same formal standing as established professionals such as doctors, lawyers, engineers and pharmacists. A profession that sets its own standards for training, for access to the profession and for ongoing continuous professional development. Empowering teachers and workers to set professional standards and deliver them. Independent of government in the same way as Plaid Cymru in the Assembly has fought to make qualifications independent. This means that continuous professional development becomes mandatory and by analogy to other professions, failure to maintain CPD can mean losing professional competence or fitness to practice. We believe that this means teaching must move to a master's level profession. Every teacher will have a right to quality provision of continuing professional development and a duty to maintain agreed professional standards to maintain their fitness to practice. We will cut bureaucracy to allow teachers to spend more time in the classroom. Inspections will be risk-based, not time-based. As a result, our children will benefit from trusting teachers to deliver the kind of exciting and flexible curriculum advocated by Graham Donaldson in his report. Global attainment goal. In return for the national teaching premium, we will expect the teaching profession in Wales to set an agreed national strategy for raising standards of educational attainment in Wales relative to UK and international educational performance, equivalent to reaching an average top 10 placement in Europe across the five areas covered by the PISA tests: literacy, numeracy, science, problem solving, and financial literacy by 2026. By 2025, we will ensure that all 11-year-old children in Wales can read well. Self-regulation. We will transform the currently narrowly focused Education Workforce Council into a comprehensively independent, self-regulating professional body, similar to the Ontario College of Teachers, responsible for teaching standards and continuing professional development. The college will decide who can enter teaching, what training must include, what standards must be reached, how classroom practice is to be assessed, and what happens to teachers who persistently fail to achieve these agreed standards. So the people to whom we entrust our children's education are the best trained, have the highest standards, and police their own profession to weed out poor teaching. Within school improvement, we will build on the examples of outstanding practice that do exist in Wales, though, as successive ESDIN reports point out, they are not widely shared and are not a consistent feature of the system. As almost every school has teachers and departments within the top deciles of performance, we will use these within school examples of excellence as the building blocks of improvement, helping schools internally benchmark against their own best teachers in order to standardise best practice. Teacher training, research and innovation. We will create a single national centre for initial teacher training. This National Institute of Teaching, working in tandem with a colleague, Cymraeg Cenedl Leithol, will restructure teacher training and continuing professional development with the aim of making teaching a master's level profession. It will develop a national network of pedagogical research centres with laboratory schools in every region and a national education innovation lab to promote the adoption of promising new approaches where the evidential basis is strong. We will create a national cooperative agency for supply teachers, which will ensure that supply teachers receive the same entitlement to training and standards as classroom teachers. Learning pathways. We will ensure that all young people aged 16 to 18 are supported in the education system through schools, college, apprenticeships, or paid and accredited citizenship service. We will ensure a wider range of vocational options for all students at 14. We will promote integrated education, the 3 to 19 and 3 to 14 model through schools, as a core model of educational provision in Wales where locally appropriate, allowing us to expand preschool provision more rapidly and address the problem of falling attainment in the critical 11 to 14 age group. This will also enable us to more easily expand breakfast club and after-school provision. 16 to 18-year-olds will be eligible for free transport from home to school or to college. Tracking performance. We will review the effectiveness of school governing bodies in holding head teachers to account on standards and giving local leadership. In local government, Plaid Cymru has been leading the only education authority judged excellent in Wales, Ceredigion. We will use their child development tracking model to ensure children are reaching their potential with assistance provided at an early age to those who are falling behind. We will introduce legislation to support those with additional learning needs to ensure early interventions and effective support. Building school links. We will seek to strengthen the links between schools and the home, community and alumni. Parents will be encouraged to become part of their child's learning and avail themselves of learning opportunities themselves, e.g. non-Welsh-speaking parents in Welsh medium schools wishing to learn Welsh. We will turn schools into community hubs, open at weekends and into the evenings, with pools, gyms, libraries and childcare facilities open to the public and appropriately resourced, relieving cost pressure on other parts of the public sector. NICW will be charged with bringing forward a radically expanded programme of investment in school building and facilities to enable these changes. Schools will be funded to develop mentoring and work placement possibilities among past pupils. Education is the single biggest change we can make in Wales. Plaid Cymru Government will not let our young people down. Helen Mary Jones, Shadow Minister for Children and Young People.
That is the end of CD 2. This recording will continue on CD 3.